We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm going to ask you your one morning habit that you have to do or you feel like your whole morning's off. So think about that. You may have four or five, but what's the one? You want to say, what's the one thing you have to do where you're like, oh, no, my day is not going to be right? Because I have a story here. Four bad morning habits and then four good morning habits. Let's see where they fall. Amy?
For me, making my bed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make your bed, you feel less like you're not complete.
Yeah, and I used to not understand that at all. My sister was always a bed maker and I wasn't, and I just didn't get it when I would go to her house and her bed looked perfect first thing like on a Saturday. I'm like, what? But now I get it. And for the past, I don't know, 4 years or so, I've been making my bed every day and I love it.
Is it about getting back into it and it's made?
It's about, well, it's the I learned it's the first thing you can do right when you get up to be like, whoa, look at what I just did. I accomplished something. And it just feels good to do that and check that box. And then, yes, when I return to it in the evening, it feels nice to pull back sheets and get into a made bed.
I never make my bed, but my wife's still in it, so that would be weird.
Right.
You make it.
I make it. While she, okay, put this one here. Lunchbox.
Ooh, eat breakfast.
Probably a pretty common one. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because some people are like, I don't have time. I got to go. Well, then you're grouchy, you're hungry, and you don't know when you're going to eat. You're in a bad mood. You get a headache.
Wait, do you sit down and have breakfast at the table?
Yeah.
By yourself?
I mean, mom's
in
gonna
the
be,
dark.
Mom's going to be a bit more specific because mine is I have cereal. There's a whole ceremony I have with my cereal. If I don't have cereal, it doesn't matter what the breakfast is. I need a bowl of cereal. I need the whole milk on the table, back of the cereal box. I like to read that and also have my, because that's from my
every
childhood.
Day you read the same
box? Yeah, there's always new stuff to learn.
You play the game.
But also keep like Twitter up at the same time. But yeah, mine's very much a cereal type thing. But I haven't been able to have cereal in like 4 weeks.
Well, that's because you abused
it's really
that.
Thrown me off. Well, I was having like 12 bowls a day.
Right.
Lots of ceremonies.
Well, I need the morning ceremony, though.
He told our trainer that. He's like, what? What'd you say?
Well, no, but also eat pretty healthy cereal, but still 12 bowls a day. It's tough.
You could have one. Just have yours.
You think, right? I would think.
He doesn't work that way.
You tell that to people that have all different kinds of addictions. Just have one.
Okay.
You're addicted to cereal?
I am.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, this is Bobby. He's addicted to cereal.
I'm Bobby.
I'm addicted to cereal.
Hey, Bobby.
Okay, so lunchboxes and I are pretty much the same. I try to stretch a little bit in the morning, but I think if I don't stretch, I'm okay with it.
It's not off.
It's not off, yeah. Eddie?
Coffee. I got to have my coffee.
You make it yourself?
It's an espresso. But, like, that's the thing, though. If there aren't pods, like, it's a rough morning.
Do you blame yourself or your wife if there aren't pods?
My wife, because she orders the pods.
Pod getter?
However, I do have a regular pot. So, if I'm, like, really, because my morning's on time. It's perfect. Like, I get up, shower, coffee, and if I'm, like, 2 minutes off.
You shower in the morning?
Every morning.
I never do.
Yeah.
I don't because I don't want to wake my wife up and then I just get too lazy to go upstairs.
But like if anything's wrong with my routine, I'm going to be late. So whenever there's no pod, I like scramble. I'm like, I gotta find coffee. And then I'll get my coffee maker out, make it real quick, and it's not as good and it ruins my morning.
Nighttime you needs to take care of morning you, and you should check and make sure you've got pods.
Why are you talking to me like a child?
Nighttime you. That's funny.
That's right. Like the best way you can prepare for the next day is the night before.
I pack my bags and everything.
I like my clothes out and stuff for the next day for the most part.
You do?
Because I don't want to have to worry about that in the morning whenever I'm have my exact schedule to go through to get out the door at a certain time.
Like socks and everything?
Yes.
A successful morning starts the night before.
A successful year starts the year before.
Oh my.
Dang. A successful life starts.
Well,
wait. That's different.
So here you go. Four morning habits. These are the bad ones. Number one, don't wake up to an alarm. It causes immediate anxiety. They say try to use for an alarm something more soothing. So even if your alarm is like
chimes,
one of those.
Mine's nice now.
Yeah, so theirs is like, don't wake up to.
That's stressing me out right now.
I know. Don't immediately try to problem solve. That groggy feeling is called sleep inertia and typically lasts 15 minutes to an hour. So let yourself ease into the day. Dude, I wake up and it's like, let's go. I got 9 things to figure out before I even leave the house.
You know what else gives sleep inertia is snoozing. And thanks to you guys, I don't snooze anymore.
We kind of shamed you out of that or what?
Basically.
Yeah. Good for us. Don't dive straight into emails.
Okay. You go straight to emails?
I have to. There are red dots on my phone. I got to clear the red dots immediately.
Don't look at it.
Nope. Yeah. That's like, I don't feel good. Something hurts. Well, just don't go to the doctor for it.
I don't look at my phone.
If I don't get every red dot off my phone, this is one of mine other than cereal. Every red dot's got to be cleared from my phone before I leave the house.
Oh, man.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Well, did you have how many red dots? Be honest.
Well, I haven't even really looked at my phone.
Well, look at it now.
Let's see. Let me just see here when it comes to texts, 455. And then emails, 5,000. Oop, it just went from 488 to 490 while I was looking at it. 5,000.
I couldn't live. I'd never come to work because I'd be clearing those out.
You have zero unread emails on your phone?
So
I'm sure some have come in.
I have. So, yeah, you know how many? Two.
Wow.
Maybe it's the same two I just got.
I don't think so.
Oh, we're not on the same kind of emails?
No, because this one's about collectibles.
Okay, definitely.
And memorabilia.
Point Bobby.
Thank you very much. The other one is, don't focus on what went wrong yesterday. Try to... Yeah,
oh, man. That's tough.
Most of that stuff's in an email, so I have to look at it. Try your best to start fresh. The good things you want to do. Focus on what you want to achieve and make a list. Number two, start with some deep breathing. The problem is it's hard to deep breathe and meditate and take time for yourself if you don't have the time. Because sometimes things happen in the morning, and it's not like you're in a hurry. You can go, I'm going to stop this hurry and really focus.
Can you do that the night before, like Amy said?
Nighttime self?
Right.
Take care of. Look at something that makes you smile. So I have a picture of all you guys up.
Oh,
desk at home.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, and so but then I flip it down, though, but look at my memorabilia to make me smile.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then finally get moving. Doesn't have to be a full workout. If I don't ever use my alarm because I wake up like super anxiety, like, but I'll go walk some mornings, not as a walk on the treadmill because I refuse. Well, I hate walks. Said it once, said it again. I got a car for that. But yeah, get it like getting up and around.
So you won't walk on the roads with the trees, but you'll walk nowhere.
I will walk on a treadmill for exercise purposes inside because I have a car to get me places and I'm allergic to all the stuff in the trees.
Okay.
And there are cars that could hit me.
There is that, yeah.
You guys don't think about it. That's real life stuff. It's in the New York Post. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having trouble figuring out where the line is when it comes to my role between my teenage stepdaughter and her biological father. Her bio dad is constantly gaslighting her, criticizing her, and making her cry. I've been there to talk to her when she needs it, but I've been careful to stand back and not be critical because he's her real dad after all. All that said, I've tried to show her the importance of setting boundaries and sticking to them and hoping that that eventually sinks in. Beyond that, is there anything I can do? Signed, Blake the Bonus Dad. Yeah, you're getting into that territory that once you commit to it, you're always there. Meaning the first time you get in a fight with her biological dad about her, that cannot be erased. That will always be something between you two, and it will probably not be better for a long time. If you're talking to her when she needs to be talked to, that's great. I don't think I'd be volunteering something that you really don't know the whole story to. you don't know the real dynamic probably between the daughter and the dad. Now, if he's like hurting her, if it's like really, then you need to go to the mom. It's like emotional abuse, and let her be the person that takes the battering ram and busts through the door like a SWAT team does. She needs to be that. That's her role in this. I would say don't set yourself up as the adversary of the biological dad. If you have to set that up, you need to set it up as the mom, as the adversary, because it's a little bit of not your chili. It's your chili a little bit too, but it's a little bit, it's enough not your chili that it's not going to be healthy if you jump in that and get in the mix. If somebody's got to get in the mix, you need it to be that mom.
And your opinion and feelings and however you choose to handle it regarding that can be private, like not in front of the kid or saying anything about the dad to the kid. Because I feel like that's when things get messy. I think you have the right idea of like playing the long game. Like if you're consistent, reliable, loving, there for them, you kind of do the opposite of what the bio dad is doing. Like that consistency will pay off and they'll eventually realize how their dad is, and you're helping instill boundaries for them and whatnot. And so I think it's the long game here.
I'm sure you already have a negative feeling about the bio dad anyway, considering he was married to the mom.
Yeah.
Before you were.
Her ex.
Was probably doing dirty stuff with her. And then you think about that and you're like,
now he's thinking about it.
Right.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
That relationship just naturally isn't the cleanest. Some of them are great. Some of them end up being in great places. But I would say that if you need somebody to jump in and be that adversary of that dad, it can't be you. It's got to be the mom. You got to go talk to your wife, her mom, if you feel like something really is going wrong.
Yeah, it's probably going to be hard sometimes to try to not jump in and be the fixer right away the way you would want to do it, but you just have to be patient.
Yeah, normally not your thing to fix.
Right.
Appreciate the email, though. It sounds like you care, and that's very valuable. So continue caring. All right, close that mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone now is Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to play a game called Bobby Bone Show Trivia. And if you win, you win crap from the back. Now, this is an extensive list of crap. We have a, it's not actually crap. That's what we call it. We have a Bobby Bone Show official t-shirt that I didn't even know we had.
Hey, that's nice.
Never even seen that before in my whole life. We have a Warren Zeiders hat, a Pimpin' Joy USA sweatshirt, hoodie, and then three DVDs. Wonka, Justice League Crisis. Dude, I don't even know what these are. I mean DVDs. I don't even know what these are. And something called Beekeeper with Jason Statham. Oh, so cool. You win a lot of crap from the back here. Here we go. You have to get 4 out of 5 to be a winner. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Question number one. What country did Amy adopt her kids from?
Haiti.
That is correct. Amy, would you like to add anything to that?
That's awesome that she got it. They're from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Well, that's where I adopted them from, but my daughter, in case we want to get more difficult one day, she was born in Lakai, and then my son in Cité Soleil.
And why Haiti?
I went there on a trip to work with women, and we were already in the adoption process for a newborn domestic baby, and that process was taking forever. And then while at the orphanage where these women worked, I noticed that some of the older children had a less likely chance of getting adopted once they hit a certain age. So my husband at the time, we adopted 2 older kids. By the time they got to America, they were 7 and 10.
That is correct. Amy, you also get a point.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, question number 2. What city has a sign up that says, "Welcome to the boyhood home of Bobby Bones"?
Shoot.
What town? I'm not from a city. I'd say I'm from a town. Yeah, what's my hometown?
I know it's in Arkansas. Everybody drives through it. Everybody takes pictures with it.
There's actually bullet holes on the sign now, which I don't know if that's for me specifically.
So now people are bored.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to have to buzzy on that one. But the answer is Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I get a point too, yes. Population 700. It's in central Arkansas, and they did put up a sign that says, "Boyhood home of Bobby Bones."
Some people shooting that thing, man.
I graduated with about 50 kids. Not quite 50. A little less than 50. But that was my graduating high school class. What was yours?
My class?
Yeah.
500?
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I think when we started out, we had like 1,000 freshman year. But by the time we got to senior year, a few hundred had, you know, gone their own
way.
They
gave up.
But in the hundreds.
Yeah.
We were 5A.
So you can't miss another one. Who on the show went to jail after a prank went wrong when they went into a store to buy gum wearing pantyhose over their head?
Lunchbox.
Correct. We really don't talk about that a lot, but it was a bit we did that Lunchbox ended up in the big house, the slammer, prison. St. Quentin.
Yeah, they locked me in, threw the key away.
But he got the key out somehow of the garbage. Next up, who was my partner during my winning season of Dancing with the Stars?
Sharna.
That is correct. Nice job.
Wow, that's quick.
Okay. One more for all the marbles. There's one part of my body that doesn't work. Oh. Name it.
That's vulnerable.
Whoa, that's
color vision?
That's true.
You know what? I'll accept that. I am colorblind. My right eye doesn't work, though. This is like 8% okay. vision. But I will take colorblind as well, as we'll lump them into the same thing. That is correct. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Nice job. You get, well, it's a lot of crap.
From
but,
the back.
Yeah, but we'll also sign something for you.
And the shirt's cool. The sweatshirt, Pimp and Joy sweatshirt's cool. The Warren Zeider hat's cool.
We just don't know if any of it fits her.
And the DVDs are cool, man.
Yeah, that's all great. Would you like a cassette? Maybe a vinyl? Maybe an 8-track to go with it? Do you even have a DVD player? Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Can you play them on a PlayStation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll sign the Wonka DVD for her.
Sounds great.
Interesting.
Why not?
Do we sign it like Willy Wonka?
No, we just said write our name on it. Okay. Like Bobby, Eddie, Amy, Lunchbox. You know? All right, Katie. Yes.
I just want to say, too, to Lunchbox, I totally recognized Scuba and Abby at the St. Jude banquet, so he can just shush.
Oh, you went?
Yes.
Okay, Lunchbox said they weren't recognized, and he was mad that he wasn't hired.
I love that they put on a caller that they knew was there. They said, hey, we're going to call you, say you're at this event, say you recognize us.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox, when's the last time you called 911?
It's been a few months.
Do you start to get the itch?
I've been missing it. I've been looking. I've been, like, really searching.
This guy loves. His hobbies are calling 911.
Interesting.
No, saving lives.
You don't call as a joke.
No, save lives.
But sometimes people would consider what you call for to be maybe not as serious as you think.
Right, like when someone broke into someone's car at the park, called 911.
Well, that should be reported.
Yeah, but they told me it should be just non-emergency because no one's in danger.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But I did call because...
Did you call while it was happening?
No. We came upon it and the window was shattered.
Oh, that's not 911 because that's not an emergency.
Yeah, I called 911 because there was a kid out of the car seat leaving the Chick-fil-A.
See, that's a little too dramatic.
That's dangerous.
Would you call by a kid not wearing a helmet on a bicycle?
That's not.
Of course he would. You would.
That's not against the law.
Yeah, it is.
But that is dangerous.
No, I thought it was the law to wear a helmet.
No, kids can ride bikes without a helmet.
Anyway, Lunchbox loves 911. Loves to call it.
Okay.
Boston man called 911 for something that wasn't an emergency. You're not supposed to do this, and the police ended up coming. But the 25-year-old man named Chris called the line and explained he was calling because he wanted someone to wish him a happy birthday. The dispatcher said they could tell it wasn't a prank call, that the guy really was kind of sad and wanted birthday wishes. So... And I'm trying to say this delicately. The person that was answering the call could tell something was not good with the guy or something. Something was up. So they did send cops, but they actually sent 2 cops with a muffin and a birthday candle in it.
Aww.
So the guy was lonely.
And they said happy birthday, and it's pretty cool.
Well, they didn't have to do that.
They didn't have to do that at all. That's pretty cool. Now, calling because a kid's not in their car seat leaving Chick-fil-A.
That's 911.
It's not an emergency.
I don't think it's emergency.
Hey, is his life at risk?
Have your kids ever just like not buckled up right away when you've been with the car moving?
No. Because they can't buckle themselves yet.
Oh, yeah. Well,
one of them's 5.
Yeah, but it's kind of tight, and then you got to pull the tightener.
He's 5 and he can't do that yet?
No.
Anyway, that's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's the assassin game?
Well, a lot of the high schoolers are playing it around town, and they have water guns, and they, well, shoot each other, and you're either in or you're out. And my daughter has been in for a while. She finally got out, but I was very...
Wait, I don't understand. Is that like D's Nuts, where you don't want to be in? Like the one person's in?
You just don't want to get shot with the water gun. You don't want to get shot by anybody else. And they're going around the neighborhoods. It's like all they'll knock on your door. And my daughter's like, don't answer the door. If people come to the door because they're going to try to... Wait,
it's that elaborate? I mean, people out of school?
Yes, they come and awesome. They come and pick each other up in the cars. Like she left the other day for like 15 minutes. And I said, where did you go? She's like, oh, I'm just neighborhood down the street. Be back in a few. Assassin. Like, so there, it's this whole thing and multiple schools are in on it and kind of everybody's playing it. At first, I was really against it. And now
I don't understand. What am I not getting? So is there a list of people
they
that
just,
have been
they all
shot?
Know. They just know. And once you're out and you kind of abide by the rules. Like she knows she's out.
So she's no longer an assassin.
Correct. Like she got out and she thinks she was set up actually. When she got back, she's like, I got shot. And I think
but
it was a setup.
Can you get back in?
Well, I don't know. I guess I haven't figured that part out. I guess not because she hasn't gone to play ever since she got out.
And then people come to your door looking to assassinate her.
Well, she said if they did come to the door, do not answer.
Do they hide in the bushes?
They hide in bushes.
Oh. They do it at school too?
They were in the woods. Like she brought ticks in. Like I'm pretty sure ticks like got in her hair and like kids were finding ticks on their body because they were camping out in the woods waiting for this one kid to come out of his house because he needed to get...
Shot.
Squirted.
Right.
I like to call it squirted.
But it's shot.
I know, but that just was really frustrating me that it had to be.
I mean, Amy, the game's called Assassin.
Exactly. I know. Why can't we call it like squirt?
So I don't like the name of it either, I'll be honest with you.
But it's obvious that it is a water gun, which that was my concern. Hers is like neon green. But I thought if all these kids are just riding around town trying to like shoot at each other with water.
Do they
you
do drive-bys?
Like, make sure that it's water. I can't guarantee how every single kid is playing, but
yeah,
I'm sure they're shooting out of cars.
So us as kids and as adults, it's a similar game we play dudes called D's Nuts, where you just don't want to be on the island, which right, means you're the last one to get God. But it sounds like a bigger version of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who would be good at Assassin Game on this show?
No.
See, that's the point.
I don't.
Nobody says who, because if you say who, then I go D's Nuts.
Correct.
And then you're on the island, which is like being assassinated.
And let's not bring that one back, you know?
Well, we had a rule we couldn't play on the air anymore.
Okay.
But I was just trying that out.
Yeah, it is very similar, except for with D's Nuts, like, it's harmless. And when
it sounds like it's water.
I know, it is. But, I mean, just driving around town with, like, I just don't want anybody to get confused that it's not a water gun.
You think people confuse a Sucre for AK-47?
Yeah, I mean, no
They're chance. Little handheld. Yeah, yeah. I even said to my daughter, I said, am I the only one that has expressed any concern about this? And she said, I think so, Mom.
But are they doing this at school, too?
It's off camp. It's not.
Only off.
Yeah, but I think the school knows they play it. And now I talk to the parents about it. It's like hey, how's your day? I'm like, so your kid's still in? Like, and then one dad was like, oh, my daughter got out first day.
I was like, what'd you find on it?
There's a Wikipedia page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On a water gun game?
I typed in, Googled. I said, Assassin Water Game. And it comes up on Wikipedia, and it talks about how it's among high school seniors or graduating senior classes. And they've been playing it for years.
That's great.
But is it the last one standing win something?
Yeah, read the rules, man.
We could play that game where out of the building we could play assassin and the last one standing wins $50 or something.
I like it.
So
I like it. About
when we're in the parking garage, we can get
anywhere. No, it can't be at work.
Escorted?
It can't be at work. But adult assassin.
Don't be driving around with your windows down. We will get you.
If you see us at your door, don't answer.
So some of these, like this one I'm reading, is there's one assassin and he or she goes around and shoots everybody. But once you're eliminated, you can't tell other people who the assassin is. So not everybody is an assassin in this version. Huh. This is weird, man. Well, I didn't realize it's
like a murder mystery.
I like it.
Every school might do different too, because my daughter's not a senior.
Do we need to figure out the rules for adult assassin? The problem is somebody like Scuba Steve who lives out in BFE. How are we going to shoot him?
We'd have to make the drive.
You have to chase him in his truck.
Yep, follow him.
Or you have to see him at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go out and do stuff. You can
find
me.
Think of the game for adult assassin. We can talk about it in the post show.
This goes back to 1981.
Oh, those are the good old days.
It feels like that tag game where that group of friends played tag.
Yes.
And they made a movie about it, too. Like, and they would play all across the country.
And they would just show up in their town, like, once a year, and they would play, and it's just wild.
Like, they would drive across the country and be like, tag, you're it?
Yeah, they would fly on airplanes.
And be like, oh, God, Chuck's here. What? Run!
They would show up at their work and just tag them, and then you're out.
That's weird, man.
Okay, come up with the rules for adult assassin. Mike, can I give you this challenge? Mike's going to come up with the rules for adult assassin.
Should we do paintball guns?
Hey, University of Nebraska at Lincoln had to place a one-year ban on the assassin game back in 2008 because kids were bringing the Nerf guns to class and assassinating.
Yeah, see? Like, and now we're going to...
This is crazy.
Like, we're doing it.
We're in. Let's go.
Like, are some of our listeners who are professionals going to bring water guns to their job and be like, hey, guys?
Well, they have to have the rules for adult assassin first.
And, well, so. I know, but once we establish
it. And if they get fired, that's not on us.
So. Oh, my God.
A couple of examples. Here's number one.
Bear Grylls.
That's
Frosted Flakes.
Good. Here's number two.
Give me a break. Woo! Give me a break. Don't break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat.
Yeah, Kit Kat. Kit Kat.
Correct. So I'll give you seven. Let's see how many you can get. We have a caller on the phone, Deanna. Deanna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Which member of the show would you like to represent you? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
Amy.
Oh, Deanna.
Oh, Deanna.
Amy wins, Deanna. You win. You have your option of either crap from the back, which we will not tell you what the crap is from the back, or I have a whole new box of books, and I can sign a book, either my first book, Bare Bones, or Fail Until You Don't. I can sign it for you and send it to you. You get to pick if you win. Are you ready? Let's play the game.
I am ready.
Amy, you're representing Deanna. Number one.
I don't want to grow up.
We're looking for the brand. One more time.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Lunchbox.
Toys R Us.
Amy.
Toys R Us.
Eddie.
Toys R Us.
Correct.
Rest in peace.
Toys R Us.
I think they're back.
They're still back as a brand now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Next up.
Mommy, wow. I'm a big kid now.
I'm in.
Give me the brand. Here we go. One more time.
Mommy, wow. I'm a big kid now.
Oh, jeez. I know that slogan, too.
You in?
I wrote something down.
I'm Lunchbox? In
Huggies.
Amy?
Pull-ups.
Eddie?
I have Huggies.
The answer is Huggies. Lunchbox and Eddie get the point.
Woo! Yeah. Let's go.
Number three. Be all that you can be. Oh,
Deanna's kicking herself. I'm in.
Why is she kicking herself?
Because she didn't pick me or Lunchbox.
I agree. I'm in for the win.
Okay. Lunchbox.
I used to want to be in this, the Army.
You imagine?
Amy.
Army.
Eddie.
Army.
Correct. Next one.
The Breakfast of Champions.
Is that Howard Cosell?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Wheaties.
Lunchbox.
Wheaties.
Eddie.
Wheaties.
Correct. Next one.
Clap on. Clap off.
I'm in for the win.
In.
I'm in.
Eddie.
The Clapper.
Lunchbox.
The Clapper.
Amy.
Clapper.
Correct. Next one.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Mikey likes it.
In for the win.
I'm in.
Everybody in? Amy?
Hershey's syrup.
Lunchbox?
Life cereal.
Oh,
Eddie?
I have life.
It's life cereal. Next one.
Kid tested, mother approved.
Kid tested, mother.
Oh, I know that. Hold on.
What is that?
Oh my God, what are they called? What are they called?
One more time.
Kid tested, mother approved.
Oh my God.
Context clue in there.
Isn't there?
Yeah, there's. I hear a sound.
Kid tested, mother approved.
What are they called?
5 seconds.
Shoot. I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, I can't think of the name of them.
Time. Eddie.
Grape nuts.
That's wrong.
Amy.
Cheerios.
Wrong.
What is it?
But you don't have anything written
Lunchbox,
down.
If you get it right, you win.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's the white ball cereal. Kix.
Winner.
Oh,
I didn't
write it down.
I had white ball cereal, and right when I said that, I was like, that's the name of it.
Oh, no.
I thought of it as I said it out loud.
Hey, thanks for being honest, though.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
I wrote down white ball cereal, and as I was saying white ball cereal, it came to my head.
It was Kix.
Wow.
Eddie and Lunchbox are up 2. You guys are in the lead. It's a tie. We got to do a tiebreaker here. Buzz in with your name.
Okay. Oh, hey, wait, where's
we'll do,
Deanna?
We'll do 3 of these. We'll do 3 of these. Hold on, we'll get to Deanna in a second.
Gosh!
Ready, here we go.
Hold on, let me recuperate my brain.
No, you're good. Let's go, Buzz, when you're ready.
Dang!
And go.
The Magic Kingdom.
Eddie.
Lucky Charms!
Correct, 1-0.
Yes! I'm not even playing anymore.
I know, you're in your head.
I know, I'm still stuck on Twix, Kix. I couldn't think of the dang name.
Next.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take
Eddie.
To the center
Eddie.
Of a...
That's... Tootsie Roll Pops.
I'm going to have to go incorrect.
What? Tootsie Pops.
Correct.
It's not Tootsie Roll. There ain't no Tootsie Roll.
But there's a roll in it.
Yeah, but it's Tootsie Pops.
It ain't Tootsie Roll.
We got to go with what's on the page here. And here we go. It's the final one. Yell your name. Go ahead.
The best part.
Eddie. Eddie, you can talk to Deanna.
Deanna, do you listen to the show much?
Sorry, Deanna.
Deanna, do you not realize that I win all the games?
Eddie, you don't win them all.
I know.
And Deanna, he doesn't win them all.
Hey, Deanna, there's one thing that's a fact. Amy did not win for you, Deanna. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Deanna, very sorry. I cannot give you a prize, but we can call you back for another game at another point, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
You want to roll the ones we haven't done?
Yeah.
Number 10, Ray.
What would you do?
For a Klondike bar.
What?
Klondike bar.
What?
Oh, wow.
Klondike bar.
Say it slow.
Klondike bar.
Klondike.
Oh, no.
Klondike bar, yeah, yeah. All right, give me the next one.
My baloney has a first name.
Oscar Mayer.
Correct.
Good. All right.
I don't know that one, man.
Only pants. Hold on. Do it again.
Good.
Where did you get that clip from? It's customized. That's a camel suit.
Correct. Good. I've never heard it like that before.
Me either.
Eddie is our winner. Congratulations. Here's a voicemail.
I was just wondering, I'm 64 years old, and recently my wife, riding to work, has been getting aggressive and saying stuff out the window to other drivers or to other people on the road. And I was just wondering, what do you think about that? Now, if a wife says something to somebody, and then they say something back to your wife, and then you got to stick up for your wife, shouldn't she have to fight her own battles? What do you guys think?
A good question.
I think I'm not riding with her.
Yeah, she started it.
Like, I'm gonna drive, and if she does this, I'm not gonna ride with her. So if we're gonna go somewhere, I'm gonna drive because I just want to mitigate the risk of getting beat up in the road.
Mm-hmm. But say you're in the car though, and she does yell at someone, and then they pull over and they start fighting her. What do you?
Why would she pull over? I would be like, don't pull over, run. You can't let her get beat up. You just have to kind of keep her from that situation.
Well, and if this is a sudden behavior change, like she wasn't doing this before, like maybe you can encourage her to get to the root of what's really wrong.
Oh, that's just older people though, right? Don't they get grumpier?
I don't know. The brain just changed?
Yeah, they get grumpier.
Yeah. If I'm with her and she's just fighting people and they're fighting back, I'm just going, yo, do not stop. I'm not, don't. And then if you do pull over or they come, you have to protect her, but that sucks. And you get beat up because she was mouthy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, there's a chef on TikTok, and he's going viral because he's telling us the perfect way to reheat leftover pizza, which is always complicated.
Oh, can I guess? You take a piece of pizza, and you put it in the microwave, and you put it on 48. I never do whole, like, that's fives right. or zeros on microwave. Bad luck. And then I walk away, and then I come back.
What? No, definitely not. And microwave can heat up pizza so fast, and it can make it
hard,
soggy,
and chewy.
But that's just that's what you get for not eating it all night one. That's just part of life. It's a circle of pizza life.
Mm. And then the oven can make
it too
crispy, and yeah, it takes too long. So what you do is you get out a pan, you put it on the stove
takes
in a
long.
Pan.
Too much work.
No, it's only a few minutes.
Then you got to clean the pan.
But okay,
I mean,
so,
I don't. But
all right, if you want to see. Perfectly reheated pizza as if you've just gotten it, then this is the way to do it. And people have tried it out, and you put it on the pan. Like, you can Google it, but you just need a pan and a lid and a few minutes.
Well, then I would say I'll take slightly soggy and no pan and less time.
Okay. It's not that hard to wash a pan.
It's not that hard to eat it soggy.
Okay. Well, I thought people would appreciate this because I have a hard time reheating pizza. Okay, if you're bored in class or at work, or even anybody in here right now, get up and do jumping jacks.
And once gets up, it starts jumping.
It'll change everything. Researchers at Ohio State University found that a short burst of exercise during like a long lecture or a long work day can help get you back into the groove. So if you've been sitting for like an hour to 80 minutes, they say, pop up. Do some jumping jacks, sit back down. And
warn the people you're around, though, that you're about to start doing it, or they'll think something's wrong with you, or that you're having some sort of medical attack.
Well, it'll help you focus, and you'll pay more attention. And so I feel like this is good information, too. Like, I'm thinking for my kids, sometimes if they're sitting down and I need them to focus during homework or at school, teachers could be like, hey, kids, let's hop up real quick. We're going to do some jumping jacks.
Do your kids ever talk back as in say, just say, no, I'm not going to do that?
Not really.
Because I feel like that'd be the first time.
I'm not doing that.
I feel like they'd be like, kids, Stevenson, jumping jacks. No. I feel like that would be the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I may have to ask a few times, but I think I could somehow be like, come on, it'll be fun. Let's do it. This is going to be good for your brain. I love saying, this is so good for your brain.
And do they believe that, or do they just at that point know that's your go-to and they might as well do it and get it over?
No, I'll say research from Ohio State University said this is good for you and your brain. And that's how we do it. Jelly Roll, a while back we talked about he's training for a 5K, and he finally did it. Yeah, and so I've just got a clip of him talking about it because I just feel like it's just encouraging for anything you want to set out to do. Like, he couldn't even walk a mile when he first started, and now he ran over 3.
Whenever I started doing this, I couldn't walk a mile when I started trying to do this back in January. So the fact that we got 3.3 done today, I feel really, really good about it. I left here feeling really motivated.
That's really cool. I mean, that's Mike D's story, too. Mike D, because you have lost and kept off over 100 pounds. Now he runs 20 miles a day. It's so stupid. I mean, it's awesome, dude. I admire you. I'm so jealous. But you were basically the same, right?
Yeah, you start out walking, and then you build up. I would say don't even think about the miles. Just think about, like, I want to do 15 minutes today. I want to do 20 minutes. You build up.
My wife asked me, oddly, because we had talked about it on the show. She was like, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, no, we have a car.
Yeah, you guys should go for walks.
No, 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 no. If I'm going to like go on foot A to B, that's for exercise. Otherwise, I have paid money for something to take me A to B. Or if it's to walk our dogs, I get that. But no, I'm good. I'm not just not going on a walk. And really? I'm allergic to everything outside. So you're going to put me in a bubble?
I thought you were getting allergy shots.
I am, but it takes a year for them to like set in. They have to slow. It's very diluted at first.
You can wear a mask.
I'm not that guy.
Okay.
It's so weird because girls, that's what we do to catch up. We all go on walks. Like y'all don't just, hey guys, want to go on a walk?
Play video games.
Yeah, guys don't go on walks.
Yeah, or we play golf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We need to act like the main reason was to do that other thing. You guys, it's to talk and we'll walk while we're talking. Ours is, hey, why don't we oil wrestle? We'll talk while we're doing it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
2 weeks before her wedding day, Shelly Joseph's wedding dress burned in her condo fire. She lost a lot of things. Thankfully, her dog Napoleon was saved by firefighters, so she was super grateful, but obviously losing her wedding dress just 2 weeks before the big day was very stressful. Well, the story was aired on the local news, and the community came together to support her and her fiance. So Sarah Heath, who's the owner of Andrew's Bridal in Peachtree City, saw the story and said, hey, come on by, pick out a new wedding dress. Thanks. On the house. And then people in the area started like a crowdfunding page so that they could start building their life back. And there's over $10,000 in it. And they got donations of dog food, dog treats for Napoleon. And she's just very thankful for how the community has rallied around her.
It sucks that you lose everything in a fire.
Yeah.
That part, it's terrible. 2 weeks before your wedding and your wedding dress burns up, that's another level of stress. But everybody coming through, That is an amazing story because nobody had to do it. That's what's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Catherine from Amarillo, Texas.
I have a joke for Amy. Do you know why some mountains aren't funny? Well, that's because they're hill areas. Hilarious! Okay, bye.
She struggled with that. No,
that was just all funny because she thought it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
Hill areas.
Hilarious.
But her laughing?
Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Amy in the morning, Corny.
The morning, Corny.
What's the owl's favorite band?
The Who? Hilarious. I mean,
wait, the Who? No, you have to go, The Who?
Yeah, I didn't mean to spoil it. That just came out so naturally. The Who?
Hey, guess another one. Investigative. Go, go.
Okay,
go.
What's an owl's favorite drink?
Ooh.
Hoot beer.
Ooh. Did you make that up?
Yeah, oh, God.
That was funny. All right. Hilarious.
That was the morning corny.
Let's make them up. Who's an owl's favorite magician?
Houdini.
What's a band's favorite 90s rock band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, that's a good one. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Good, good. All right, we're going to play cool or creepy. And Eddie's going to be one that tells us his story. So you tell Eddie if what he did was cool or creepy. Eddie?
I mean, I think it's cool because a while back, a friend of mine told me, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, Jack White, he sings the dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
White Stripes.
White Stripes.
Yeah.
Like, he lives, like, in this area. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I drive to that area all the time. So I was driving the other day right by his house where my friend said he lives. I was looking kind of in his yard, like, that's a nice house. Guys, Jack White was standing in his front yard, like, black t-shirt. I'm like, dude, that's him. And my kids were in the car. I'm like, guys, that's him. That's Jack White. My kids were all looking. We kind of pulled over, like, yeah, he was in his front yard. Freaking Jack White. So I was like, this is so cool. But then as I drove off, I'm like, man, this could be kind of creepy. So what do you think?
So you purposely slowed down to stare at him while he's in the front yard of his house.
Well, it's almost like seeing a celebrity in the wild, but...
But that's not the wild, that's his house.
But it's still kind of the wild.
But did you say anything to him?
No, it's a big house.
Like, just slow down and watch him.
Even if I yelled something, he may not have heard me.
Got it.
I feel like slowing down probably wasn't the move.
Well, there's kind of like a light, and so I was like... A little longer at the light, you know what I mean? Like, it had turned green, but I wasn't going yet. I was slowly creeping.
He lives near a light?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
His house pretty baller?
Yeah. Really baller.
Dang.
And, dude, I've driven by there hundreds of times, never even thought about looking. And the one time I look, he's in the front yard.
Does it have a fence around it?
Yeah. Major fence. Even part of the fence is, like, where, like, one of those fences you can't look through. Because it's got, like, stuff in it.
Uh-huh. But you were at the part where you could look through.
Yeah, I even backed up a little bit to kind of see.
All right, cool or creepy?
I mean, it's fine, but, don't make it a regular thing. Like, if you keep showing back up there and staying at the light a little too long, it's going to get creepy.
I think it's super cool.
Yeah!
Super cool. You linger, you saw him, you reverse, your kids got to see him. I mean, there's a golf course by... I don't want to say his name. He's come in the studio a lot. I just found out where he lives. And he's one of your friends. And he takes pictures.
He's one of Bobby's friends?
Yeah, Bobby.
Okay, stop giving hints.
So pictures?
What are you saying? You're going to linger at that hole a little
longer? I lingered at that hole like, oh my gosh, they were working on his fence. And I was like, oh, is he going to come out and talk to the workers? So I let someone play through.
You let someone play through hoping that someone would come into their backyard and talk to the workers?
Not his front yard. He's got a gate. And they were working on it, the workers. And I thought maybe he'd drive up and be like, oh, is everything fixed? But didn't come.
Bones, you know who this is?
Mm-mm.
He takes pictures. Takes a picture, picture of you.
He said that.
Oh. You're a cowboy.
Oh.
He.
Yeah.
Does he live by a golf course?
No, I mean, kind of not.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right across the street.
Okay. Well, across the street, he doesn't live on a course.
I mean, the street is as wide as my computer.
He must be right across from a hole.
Yeah. It's par 5.
See, dude, it is pretty cool.
Dude, I sat there.
You let people play through you on the golf course just so you could get a...
Like, so maybe he'd come out.
But you've seen him on the show.
Yeah, but I never knew where he lived. Some guy I was playing with was like, you know who lives there? And I was like, who? And he told me, I was like, what?
Do you know where any other celebrity live?
I know where a few live.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like who?
No, Dolly, you told me where Dolly lives. She doesn't live there.
That's a fake joke. House.
And he lied to me on that one.
That's fake house. Go ahead.
Well, no, he moved. I don't know if he lived there, but...
just that one.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, no, you've not said anything.
The one that I saw and I tried to sell TMZ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew where... I mean, I don't know. I think they moved because you guys said they moved.
So you don't know where he lives either?
No. So I guess that's the only celebs I know where they live, man.
I know where Reese lives.
You do?
Yeah, but where? I don't go by it.
But if you did and she was in the yard, would you slow down?
No, I don't want her to see me.
Would you slow down if she was?
I'd be like, okay, there she is. I'm not like gonna pull.
Oh yes, you would.
You would slow down.
No, because they all live in this town, so it's like, okay, we get.
Oh, now all of a sudden you're cool.
No, I don't want to be seen stalking.
I used to know where Brothers Osborne lived, but he moved.
Well, he was.
Well, that's two people though.
Two of them. I knew where both of them lived, but I don't know if the one lives there still. But
are you talking about when he was my neighbor?
But yeah, he lived next to you. But then the other brother, but
like
the other neighbor
next door.
But the other brother lived right down the street. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would see them walking there. Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
See, dude, it's cool.
It is awesome.
And it's one thing to see their house and be like, oh, I know who lives there. That's cool.
But when you see them outside,
when you see them, dude, that's awesome. And then on the way home, I played White Stripes for my kids. Like, dude, we're going to play it all the way home.
See, so he got a stream.
Exactly.
And he was in a black t-shirt. He lived up to the...
Dude, he looked like he was on a like an album cover. Mm. That's how I knew it was him, 100%.
Okay, this is turned weird. Do you know where any celebrities live?
No. No. I know what George Jones's house was, but that's about it. Mm-hmm.
I know the vicinity of where Dirks lives.
Oh, yeah.
But he just lives in a normal neighborhood.
The vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Within a couple blocks.
He knows the little radius.
But you couldn't, like,
I
go
knew,
there.
I knew where a Nashville Predator lived because I had listened to him give his address at the pharmacy.
That's creepy. That is creepy.
That's weirder than Eddie's story.
Yes.
An NHL player gave his address at the pharmacy. You heard him and you kept track of it.
Yeah, because they said, oh, can I get your address? And he said the address of the stadium. And they're like, no, that's not the one. Then he gave his home address. Like, oh, that's it. And I was like, oh, Nebraska, huh?
Wait.
Nebraska.
He's from Nebraska.
Maybe the name of the street.
Okay.
What? Don't.
That's not good. Gosh.
We've been talking about this story a little bit, but this woman in Arizona who was charged with attempted murder because she poisoned her husband's coffee has been sentenced to 3 years probation. That's it.
What?
What?
No prison?
I know. Let me read you the story from People. Melody Feliciano Johnson, 39, pleaded guilty to two counts of adding poison or a harmful substance to food or drink last month. Johnson's attorney previously said she admitted to putting trace amounts of bleach in her husband's coffee pot on two occasions. After suspecting that something was being put into his coffee, he bought pool testing strips and set up video cameras because the pool testing would take the bleach. Because you don't want to bleach a pool, apparently. So they had the cameras, which were put in the couple's laundry room over their coffee machine. Had you not noticed there's like a new nanny cam over the coffee machine? There's like a teddy bear with an eye that moves around. You don't think that's kind of weird? But it shows her walking between the two areas and has her, in the footage, pouring bleach into a container and then pouring liquids from that container into the coffee machine. They were living together at the time of the incident. They were in the process of divorcing. But the story kind of acts like, but they were in the process of divorcing.
Right.
Like, that's some sort that's of okay. Like, well, okay, yeah. We get it then.
They weren't doing very
it
well.
It wasn't as crazy.
I mean, divorce is stressful.
So. No, I hear you. So investigators said that he believed she was trying to kill him to collect death benefits. The fact that she got no jail, only 3 years of probation.
Yeah.
That tells a lot of people on the verge of poisoning some coffee. Hey.
Green light.
Go for
yes,
it.
Exactly. Let it rip, Chip. This is not a good precedent.
There are two stories in Lunchbox. Maybe you can help me. There are two poison stories that are out right now. One is this one, and the other is the guy who was like a poison specialist who was on like Tinder and dating apps. And didn't he end up killing his wife by poisoning it? Isn't that the other story?
No, he was a
He was like a... Bro, you all right?
Yeah, sorry. Got choked up. He was a doctor or something, like, in the medical, and he was saying, hey, I'm a widow on the dating apps, but his wife wasn't dead yet.
But she did die.
She did die, and she died from poisoning.
So this is two... Like poison. Parallel poison stories.
Were they on the brink of divorce?
Well, they didn't act like this one here. It's like throwing her a lifeline.
Right.
But they were divorcing. Maybe that's what they said to the judge, Your Honor. They were divorcing.
Is bleach like? Can you die from drinking bleach?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I mean,
I thought it was kind of like, you know, what do they do? They do Visine, and that kind of makes you like.
Makes you poop. Yeah. I bet you if you drink enough a of lot that. Of Visine, but Visine also you put in your body. Because you do put it in your eyes. You don't really put bleach anywhere in your body because it's so potent. But the fact that she only got 3 years probation is wild.
That's crazy.
When she was trying to... Seems to me like she was trying to kill him.
Undateable.
Do you think like her...
What if she's really hot though? Like what if she's really hot and you meet her and you're single? I mean, she's 9.5. And you're like, dang, this is the hottest person I've ever seen. This is giving me the time of day. And then you read this story 4 months in.
I'd probably still give her a shot.
You're crazy.
No, because
she'll
listen.
Kill you.
No, listen.
As long as you're not getting a divorce.
Right. That's what happened is they were going through a divorce, so I'm looking at it as, well, that guy's probably being mean to her, so I just want to be mean to her.
And also, maybe it's like if you're in a plane crash at some point, odds are you're never getting in another plane crash.
Oh, yeah.
Odds are the first one was never going to happen.
I don't think that's the rule.
Well, hold on. But what about this? She already tried to kill somebody and she's in the news. She's never obviously going to try again.
I don't know.
And she'll never buy bleach again.
She won't even go and get bleach from the store. You're right.
Right?
Whatever. You're crazy. I'm not dating anybody that attempted to harm their partner in any way, shape, or form. Like,
Eddie,
maybe.
What if she was, like, super, super hot, though?
Yeah, there's two like, sides really, really
hot. Yeah, like so hot that you can't even believe she would give you the time of day.
No, dude. No way. You can't mess with that. She tried to kill her husband.
Mm-hmm. But maybe, did he deserve it?
I mean, they were going through a divorce.
They were going through a divorce.
And she only got probation, so it couldn't have been that bad.
Like, yeah, what was her defense? Like, I was just trying to make him a little sick.
I don't think she had a defense. I think her defense was, oops, it got cut.
How do you get probation for that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't either. We got a voicemail here from Julie, who lives in Colorado. This is about Lunchbox. And the quick story is Lunchbox has a trip to Atlanta. He's flying down to our Atlanta affiliate. And his family's also going, but he said he's going to fly while they drive underneath. And then they can just pick him up at the airport, which is weird. And his wife's like, why don't you just ride with us? And he's like, no, work's paying for a flight, so I'm going to take a flight. Here's the voicemail.
I just want to tell Lunchbox he's an idiot if he doesn't drive with his wife.
Well, that was simple.
Well, is there a reasoning?
That I think probably you're going to get there around the same time and your wife has kids with her and you invited them to go to Atlanta with you, yet you're still taking a flight and leaving them behind.
I'm not leaving them behind. I am getting the hotel paid for. I'm getting meals. I just think, and as a business person, it looks bad if they offer you a flight.
It doesn't look bad. You can say no thank you.
And you say, ah, no, good. I'll drive, because guess what that sets? A precedent. So then going forward,
it doesn't.
They're going to be like, oh, this dude likes to drive. Let's just let him put the miles on his car. And we don't need to offer him a flight. Nope.
So you'd rather deal with that and them than your wife who's saying, we're driving down and we'd rather you drive with us in case there's an accident, in case the car breaks down, in case anything happens.
Yeah. She's a grown-up. She knows how to handle a car.
Here's a clip of Lunchbox talking to his wife.
I mean, first, calm down. I just think that if work offers me a free flight, why would I not take the free flight?
Because then that leaves me and the kids driving alone to Atlanta.
Yeah, well, I'll meet you in Atlanta.
No, we're not driving alone. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. What if we have to stop and I have 3 kids to wrangle? What if we get in a wreck? I'm all alone on the side of the road with 3 small children. Like,
well, why do you think negative? I mean, you're a good driver, right? You know how to drive.
Yes, thank you.
You drive every day, right?
Yeah,
every day. Okay, so what's the difference? It's a work trip. The more I fly, the more status I have with airlines.
Oh my gosh, stop it. No, this is stupid. No.
Okay, but so would you prefer, like, from the airport I Uber, or would you pick me up from the airport? No, I'm just asking.
No.
Like, if those were the two options, which one would it be?
You're going to ride with us.
No, which one would it be?
No.
Okay, I'll see you in Atlanta.
You can also leave us a voicemail, 877-77-BOBBY. My My bet is he rides with her.
I've been texting my cousin, see if he could pick me up.
Yeah. All right, hold on a minute. All right, let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut is tonight in Connecticut. So, boom. Her team, the Indiana Fever, are playing the Connecticut Sun, and you can watch it on ESPN. You can watch it on Disney Plus. So that'd be 7 o'clock Central tonight. If you do want to watch it, they're having to move out of some of the arenas that they play to bigger arenas whenever Caitlin Clark comes to town.
That's awesome.
That's super cool.
What's up with her contract? Like, I saw people like complaining about her contract.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Because the WNBA doesn't make any money. They actually lose money. The NBA is what funds the WNBA. And they're like, her contract is so low. It's like $200,000 a year. Well, no business that doesn't make money actually pays their people a lot of money. Mm. But she makes a ton of money in endorsements. More than NBA players make. So in the end, it all shakes out. But you can't work for a company that doesn't make money and compare it to a company that makes a ton of money, especially when the NBA is what keeps the WNBA in business. She's going to be what makes the WNBA probably, hopefully, get back to just, well, forever, for the first time, get back to even. Because they subsidize the WNBA.
Sure.
So that's uneducated people, not even knowing about sports, but not even knowing about business.
Okay.
Because there's not a company. It's like a going, well, this CEO makes $10 a year and this one makes $10 million. Well, the CEO of this company works for a company that makes no money. So do you think just because they're both CEOs, they both deserve $10 million? Of course not. But she's awesome and I'm a huge fan. And her rookie contract is 4 years, $338,000. Where others are, you know, in the NBA, $15 million.
Oh, easy.
But that's because the NBA actually makes money. But I think she's going to be the person that actually, one, creates so much interest and draws eyeballs for a bunch of the other players too. But I could also see if I were like part of the WNBA and she was coming in, I'd be like, who do you think you are? And then I get like abused by her on the court and I'd be like, ah, oh, I get it. But I'm a big fan. WNBA tonight, I'll be watching it. I've never in my life made an appointment to watch in my head a WNBA game. I don't think.
No,
just check.
So,
just check. I watched her in college too.
Yeah,
but I led the news with it. But that's why. And anyone who was like, "I can't believe that this person makes this much," and she only, they just don't understand how business or capitalism works. So, thank you for getting me on that train.
I wasn't
planning on getting on that one. Miami Beach, their police department rolls out for world's first Rolls Royce police car. Will probably be the first police car ever stolen too.
Why are they doing this?
Is that for the chief?
The king of the police department. The new set of wheels is part of an effort to get people to join the police force. It's top of the line. This is the best you can get. I mean, dude, it's like a $400,000 car. And it's like matte black on the front. And it does the thing where in the middle, it's a white block and it says police.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's a Rolls Royce.
It's like suddenly people are like, well, I was on the fence about being a police officer, but
boom,
it's a Rolls Royce, so.
I guess I'm in. Yeah.
What?
The car was made in collaboration with Brahman Rolls Royce Miami, so they got into it with the dealership there. That they did it together. But yeah, $493,000 for a Phantom, $348,000 for a Ghost Rolls Royce.
Some people are going to try to get arrested just to get in the back.
That's funny, too. Take me in. I did it. Spirit Airlines, the plane is clipped by a Delta plane at the Cleveland airport.
On the ground or in the air?
On the ground.
Oh,
that's
well,
okay.
Boats suck.
But that's
yeah,
what it's
yeah. better. But like, it's kind of both their fault, right? If that happens.
Isn't it the guys with the sticks in their
yeah,
fault?
That's who like, you got to blame. It's not the pilot because they're just following the sticks.
But you can see out your window.
Only so far.
No, you don't have side view mirrors.
No, but I'm saying if you're going forward and there's a plane right there and you hit it. Listen,
do they not have backup cameras that beep?
I don't think they have those up front, but I don't know. Passengers aboard a Spirit Airlines plane had a few tense moments last night when the aircraft was struck by the wing of a Delta Airlines plane while at the gate. No injuries were reported. At the gate? Somebody, that's a pilot error. They drove it into another plane.
I'm picturing the guy with the sticks getting distracted.
Yeah, because I'm picturing that they're at the gates next to each other, and stick guy got him a little too close.
And he got a text. He's like, oh, waving at me.
And he's waving, and he starts waving left a little bit, so the pilot goes left, and boom.
He's watching WNBA preseason.
Right.
All right, come on.
Clark.
Well, sometimes you think you're going to make it, and you're like, I got this,
put
I got
in a plane,
this.
Should you be guessing?
Hey, Amy, you're right.
That's from News 5 Cleveland. Dang, that would suck. That sucked. You're the pilot that hit the other... Because
like
it's embarrassing
buddies.
If you were in somebody.
Yeah.
But imagine if you like wing clip somebody and you got to get out and call insurance. You see the pilot on the phone down below the plane.
That's what I was saying. Do they all get out and just kind of get on their phone?
Oh, man. From Yahoo, a Massachusetts man dies 2 months after becoming the first person to receive a successful pig kidney transplant.
That's awesome.
He died.
That's not awesome.
Yeah.
I just meant the transplant.
Yeah.
That it worked at all?
Yes.
Or did you listen to the headline at all and only hear the headline?
I heard the transplant for the pig. Yeah. I thought that's so awesome.
A Massachusetts man has died nearly 2 months after he made history as the first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant. They did expect him to live about 2 years with it. And the reason they were able to do this is they had tested this on other humans. But I was reading about it last night. Not humans who were alive. They were brain dead.
Oh.
And so they... And they also could take them from brain dead donors, right? But they thought, well, this has worked in others. But yeah, he died.
So they gonna stop doing that?
No, I think if anything, a big reason they should keep going because they got 2 months of life out of it with him. You know, what can they do better? But that is weird to have a pig kidney. And is it really similar to a human kidney?
Yeah, like what other animals out there got a good kidney?
Or what other animal parts can you even take?
I would think if you're taking a pig kidney, you can probably take a deer kidney, a cow kidney.
Okay, now you're just listening to animals on the farm.
Right?
I think like a monkey, like a gorilla.
Well, yeah, but where are you gonna find those?
In the woods, the zoo.
Not here. You're gonna have to go to Costa Rica to get a monkey?
No, go to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Natural Ozempic, if you want to try Ozempic, but you don't want to inject yourself, try fermentable fiber. According to researchers at the University of Arizona, eating more fermentable fiber found in barley, oats, rye, beans, and lentils suppresses the appetite. That's from Reader's Digest. Lunchbox did send me a story that I did not use. I'll transition to it now, where he was upset at Ozempic because it's making women's boobs look gross.
It's deflated boob syndrome, man.
Yeah. Really? Well,
they're now learning what Ozempic is doing to people. But like also, you lose a bunch of weight and your skin just kind of does this. I need it.
They call it deflated.
See that picture of me on Instagram?
You do not.
Yeah, I did.
Bobby,
I need some bones Ozempic.
You're joking.
Yes, I'm not. I don't like needles. So that's the only reason I'm not doing it. I don't like needles. Has Justin Timberlake been retired by fans? That's the question. Amid poor album concert sales and Britney Spears allegations, Justin Timberlake may have taken too much of a hiatus between albums and was involved in too much negative press, causing fans to lose interest in the once megastar from the New York Post. Two things. One, he'll probably do an NSYNC tour, make a bunch of money doing that. I know he probably didn't want to. Or two, he'll probably put out a country album.
No.
He'll be like, I'm going country now. And then he'll be like, I've always been from Tennessee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah.
That's crazy he's done, man.
I wouldn't say he's done.
But as a solo artist.
I would say right now is the stock market is low. But I definitely don't think he's done. He's too talented and too well known to be done.
So why did it not work? Did he wait too long in between albums? Like, what? Did the fans tire?
That's what they're saying.
Literally what
no,
it
no,
just
no
said.
I'm saying
he waited.
Literally, those were the exact words.
I'm asking. You're not listening to me.
No, you are.
Can I finish my sentence?
And you weren't listening to the story.
No, I want to know. Like, fans all crave Justin Timberlake. So why do they not care? Like, if Taylor Swift went 6 years without an album, guess what? She'd still have fans. So what?
There was still some negative
news. Negative press with Britney Spears.
In that article, which I'll send you the link. You should read it out.
He just said that.
All right, there you go. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big
Stories.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we want to guess a Morgan celebrity that she met in TSA pre-check?
Yes.
By the way, shout out pre-check. Good job.
Yeah, I love TSA pre-check.
So what city were you in?
I was in...
Is that going to give us a...
Yeah, okay, so I'm not going to say city.
All right, so then here's what we'll do. Yes or no questions. There are four of us. We'll play 12 questions. And then we'll see if as a group we can get it. Let me think about where you were. Was the city in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Amy.
Is it a guy?
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Is it a country singer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
I think it's pretty easy. I would go Cody Johnson immediately, but I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking George Strait.
Oh, I was thinking Parker McCullough.
Okay.
It could be. Not George Strait. Because
sure?
There's no way he'd be flying commercial.
Maybe.
No way.
No way.
What if he got a free voucher?
Yeah. Yeah, status. Like Lunchbox, he flew enough, got status.
Let me ask this one.
Go ahead.
Is he over the age of... Cody Johnson's over 40?
Probably right at it. So I'd say...
So 45.
Hold on, let me look it up.
I don't know Cody Johnson's age.
Okay, I'll say 50.
Say 50.
All right. Is he over the age of 50?
Hold on, let me look. No.
Cody Johnson's only 36.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So it's got to be Cody Johnson or Parker McCollum.
I disagree.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
We're going to keep asking questions then. You said it's a guy.
Yep.
So it's going to be somebody in Texas... Wait, who else played Texas? Warren Zeiders played Texas. He played Billy Bob's.
That's it.
That was your guess?
Yes.
Get out of here.
I'm not going to tell you why then. Okay.
So
he doesn't know who Warren Zeiders is.
He doesn't know a single person that comes in here.
I didn't know his name, but I knew. Never mind.
Okay, then it doesn't count if you don't know someone's name. Have we said them?
No.
Oh, let's go.
Not Warren Zeiders.
Good job, Amy.
That's a good question, Bones.
Okay. Does he have facial hair? Like, known to have a beard.
Maybe. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's known to have full-time facial hair.
He probably has it more consistently than not.
Okay.
And he's under 50, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Yeah. Has he been in our studio in the last 6 months?
Gosh, these are difficult. Okay, hold on. Let me look at my photos.
That's how she can tell.
Yes.
Oh, he's been in our studio in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
What?
Is he from Texas?
I don't think so. Not known to be from Texas, but let me double check.
So just saw him in Texas.
Oh. We each have one more question.
Damn.
No, he's not.
He's not from Texas.
So he must have been playing in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
but flying to Nashville.
Do we know how big of a celebrity he is?
I was about to ask him if he was A-list.
Yeah, that can be defined a lot of different ways, though.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Is he so famous that people were just coming up to him randomly?
Not that I saw.
Okay. Ask your question.
Yeah. Okay. Is he married?
I believe so.
That doesn't help.
Hold on, I'm checking.
I believe so. She knows.
No, I'm not.
She's doing like Bobby.
Yes.
No, yes, she's he's married.
More power to her.
She wouldn't be doing the Bobby.
Married.
I thought you had it for sure.
No.
Warren Zeiders.
I told you, Warren Zeiders. I didn't know his name, though.
You want to know why I thought it was Warren Zeiders? Because she went to Dallas to see Warren Zeiders. So I thought maybe the next day she saw him in the TSA check line. That's how I was going there. I didn't know the guy's name. And when you said it, I'm like, that's who she went to see.
But it was wrong.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Stop yelling at me. He's married, has facial hair. Would you consider him?
What? Would you kiss him?
What? I'm trying to.
Would you kiss me? I mean, would you?
Has he ever been nominated for Entertainer of the Year?
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
Except for they probably all fly private.
I don't think so.
So the answer is no unless he changes it. Eddie?
Is he known as someone that's always wears a hat?
No.
We're out of questions, and I don't know who it is.
I don't either.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit. So under 50, he's not from Texas, but he was in Texas.
He's married.
And he has facial hair.
So.
And he's been in the studio the last six months.
Is it TR?
No, he's been Entertainer of the Year.
Is Nate Smith?
He's won Entertainer of the Year.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
Is Nate Smith married, or did he recently get married?
No,
married?
I thought. Oh. Maybe he's
engaged. I think he is married. No?
No? Okay. He has a girlfriend?
It's not Warren Zeiders.
I think it's Warren Zeiders.
I said I had
it. I don't know his name, though.
There is a key question you guys could have asked.
Well, yeah, well, we didn't. I'm sure there are a couple.
That would have really helped you guys.
Is he short?
Did we even ask him?
I don't know if I'm allowed to answer anymore.
Guys, you're not. Did we ask if it was a country artist?
Yes.
Yeah. We did?
He's a country singer.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Well, male. We have to have a guess. I'm going to go.
So dumb.
Did she say hat or no hat?
No hat.
Okay.
I was going to guess Dierks Bentley.
But he would fly himself. He flies.
He'd fly himself, and I think he's been Entertainer of the Year before, right? Nominated? No. Nominated? No.
I
don't think so.
Oh.
I know he's not Bennett.
Maybe that's him.
Hardy.
Oh, facial hair. Yes.
Is it Hardy?
Ruffy?
No.
He also has a hat.
All right. Who is it?
It's Dave Haywood of Lady A.
Oh, in a group.
Yeah.
We should have asked that.
In a group.
Dave Haywood of Lady A.
Facial hair?
Yeah, he does.
He's always had facial hair.
Really?
Yeah, like always.
Yeah, every
minute. Oh, I guess so. You're right.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, and we chatted in the TSA pre-check. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
He's under 50?
Oh, yeah. He's younger than we are.
Really?
He's probably 39 or 40.
He's 41.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
They just seem older. Only because they've been around since they were so young, Lady A. But they're still younger than some of the new, like, mid to newer artists. Raymo, you want to do yours? Is it about Warren Zeiders?
No.
Okay.
Dang.
I'm gonna hit this image.
Yeah, do it.
Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
Yeah, so I was at the liquor store on a Saturday. I was just pulling up.
Pulling up to buy liquor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a country artist leaving I sent the picture to Mike, about 70 feet from me, so I couldn't really run up on him. Probably terrified him. But they were leaving with 2 massive grocery bags of liquor, and they were by themselves.
Okay.
That was a party, maybe. Yeah.
That is no amount of liquor that somebody needs to be going out of the liquor store with by themselves.
That's a little judgmental.
Yeah, it is quite something.
Judgmental, especially if you're having a party.
Yeah. So then I asked the guy, we went inside, and I said, do they come here often? That was a lot of liquor. And they said, yeah, they're a regular. They're here almost weekly.
For a lot of liquor.
Wow. Well,
not maybe that amount.
From you just speculating, what do you think the deal is?
I'm worried. That's a lot of drinking.
I'm worried.
I didn't even leave with a grocery bag. I mean, a grocery bag, that's handles bones of alcohol. Because usually if it's a smaller one, one of these, you can just put those in a plastic sack. Same thing with the liters. But to get actual paper sacks... Man, hopefully it was a party, because otherwise that's cause for concern, honestly.
And you're not going to tell us who it is because it's a country music secret.
I really can't.
Yeah, yeah. Is this somebody, though, that's been... Have they had a public story that would lead you to believe maybe they're drinking a little more?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I can't believe they didn't have, like... I guess there's no more of those services anymore, Drizzly or anything, that you can just order the alcohol.
Maybe there is. Maybe they didn't want to wait.
They don't want to wait for their lives to get older.
And are they, man, are you big enough you were surprised they were going by themselves and they didn't have someone like an assistant go get it for them?
Assistant? They don't have, this person doesn't have security. They just roll up to the liquor store.
Would this be considered somebody that you would think would have security?
Yeah, definitely a person with them. I mean, see, I'm not going to name the people we have come in here with security, but I would say one out of every three has a security person with them.
Maybe they don't want someone to know. Like, it's hard to send someone else to... If
you have to have hide from your security.
Yeah.
Is it A-lister?
Definitely. And I know that leisure wear is in now, but they're almost in their pajamas and flip-flops.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not a party.
Yeah, unless it's a PJ like party.
I don't feel good about this.
Slumber party.
Feel sad.
Yeah.
I'm now looking at a picture of the person.
You know who it is?
Well, I can see. There's no face.
Is it that person?
What?
Is it the person? Does it show exactly who I put it to Mike that it is?
Oh, wait. It may not be that person.
Wait. Is this a light?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Yeah! Because I see the car.
Oh.
What kind of car?
Uh-uh.
Well, like a truck?
The car. Did they get in the car in front of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Are you worried, Bobby?
No. And that's an expensive bag.
Yeah!
I can spot my bag.
The liquor bag?
The man has a bag? Wow. Oh, well, I guess do we know if it's a girl or a guy?
You don't, but I wear a bag.
Ray said
it's a guy. He.
And he has a bag?
Yeah. Oh. Wait a second.
Hey, that's a country music secret. There it is.
Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
I can tell you it's not Dave Haywood, though, or Warren Siders. Those are the two completely off the list. A lot of folks are upset because Lunchbox is going to fly to Atlanta on Friday while his family drives. When he could easily ride with them, it would take the same amount of time. He doesn't have to get there earlier than them. He just wants to fly while his wife and three kids are going to drive the car. Mostly because he says he wants status, even though that's not going to be the flight that does it. Cody's on in Indiana. Let's talk to Cody first. Hey, Cody, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, what's up, studio?
What's up, man?
We had an idea for Bobby. How do you fly Lunchbox's wife out, and then you let Lunchbox drive with his kids for a bonding?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Lunchbox's wife can use the ticket. And that way they still earn, like,
you can't
points.
Just switch a ticket.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you heard of 9/11? Since 9/11, you really can't switch names.
And it's a work trip. Work didn't say, hey, let us fly your wife. They said, let us fly you.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really work. Anymore. I mean.
Or walk to the gate. As like a friend. You can't walk with a friend all the way to the
gate. I get it. I like the idea of her getting to fly, though, and him driving the kids.
And that would work, except they've already.
Yeah. We've already got the ticket.
Bought his ticket. We can't switch it, really. But
I don't understand.
What about if you just fly them all?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's expensive.
Then you got to get three car seats on the plane. Then you got to rent a car. I know.
I'm just saying.
That just gets expensive. That's ridiculous.
It's part of being a parent.
I bet he drives.
Oh, for sure. He's not going to win this one.
I agree. Let's go to David in North Carolina, who is on the show. David, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, not only are Lunchbox's arguments selfish and idiotic, but here's the one that got me. I want to fly so I can get status. So if you're flying from Nashville to Atlanta, you're probably flying Southwest, which means having Southwest status, which means, isn't that like saying you have the shiniest Pinto in the parking lot?
And David's kind of a hater of Southwest status.
Oh, sorry. You're rich.
I got enough Southwest status at one point that I got to take Mike as a free
your companion pass.
Yeah, it's not like look at me status. It's status of like A-list status.
Right.
But you don't get a free passenger until you fly a whole bunch. But also, I don't even think that he's going to achieve that anyway.
But I get A-list where I don't have to check in. I'm guaranteed an A boarding pass, all that.
But you won't from this.
But, I mean, it's two flights added to every flight adds up.
That's true. Every flight does add up. But I don't think it's worth leaving your family to drive underneath.
I'm not leaving them.
Like, how many do you have right now?
Two.
And how many do you need?
Let me look.
In the 12 months. I think it's like 30.
You get that little 20. Chart, you know?
Or I think it's 20 or a certain amount of miles. Like,
well, here to well, land is like 7 miles.
No, but they
ride your bike.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that'd take a long time. Let me log into my account.
No way this happens under 20 minutes.
No chance.
No, it takes 10 seconds.
Here, read the password. What is that?
No, because I already have the password saved, man.
Man.
And there it goes. I'm in my account. Let's check it out. Hey.
I just want to see, man.
What the fuck are you doing this?
He wants to make sure you're not lying.
I would never lie. I don't
What if
lie.
It's like Lunchbox A-list already?
Or it like, welcome back.
How do I?
A-list preferred.
That's our dude.
See, important rapper rewards.
I think it's been 10
seconds.
A-list
progress. There it is.
There it is.
Go back. Ooh. Hey,
move your hand,
get
man.
Out of my house.
Guys, you're killing me here.
Oh, I am 2 out of 20 flights. Or I have 1,000.
Oh my gosh.
790.
He has like a little blip.
Hold on.
It's a dot. It's a little dot out of the whole line.
I have 2 out of 20 flights, or I can get 35,000 points that I need, and I've gotten 1,790 so far this year.
He's not going to make it, so just
this
drive.
Is not going to affect that.
It's really
but
not.
But to get a companion pass, I have 98 more flights to go.
Okay, there is no chance.
Don't say you got to goals, man.
Okay, David, I appreciate that. Let me go to Tammy in Maine, and then we'll leave this subject alone. Tammy, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Good morning.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, Lunchbox, I'm very surprised that you haven't thought of this of a way to earn some extra money. If you talk to the company and tell them that you want to drive, and they'll reimburse you per mile that you drive, it's a lot more than what you would pay for gas.
Even if they offer you a flight?
Yeah. They'll have to reimburse
really?
For, yeah, mileage. Yeah, he'll just have to expense it. That's totally a valid point.
So, but they're going to save money by him not flying. So I guess I'd probably be happy to do that.
Right, they save money.
But you're not losing money. You'd actually be making money.
Mm. How? I mean, I'm putting...
I heard you make $100 a mile.
Do what?
That's what I heard.
His eyes got big.
Hold on. Let's check out the mileage on that then.
Yeah, so if you get $100 a mile from the company...
Which is possible.
That's standard.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
How much money are you going to get?
Oh my gosh.
How many miles?
249 miles.
Whoa, times $100?
Do that math.
249.
He's got the calculator. What is it?
Hello.
What's up?
I'm going to make $24,000.
Is that just a drive down?
No, $24,900, dude.
Dude, that's only one way.
So what would you make both ways?
Times two.
I know that.
Read that number.
Man, $49,800.
What?
Isn't it worth that?
Now, we may have to make a shift in judgment here.
I think, actually, it's like, what, 15 cents a mile or something? 20 cents a mile? Yeah, I don't think it's $100 a mile, buddy.
Yeah, you're joking, right? He didn't...
You thought they were going to pay you $50,000 to drive to Atlanta and back?
This is what makes me worry about
him. I'll make $37.
Quite the difference.
But just there?
Oh, wait. Times two.
Yeah. 74.
Pay for your gas, too.
$74.70.
It's not
I'll
bad.
Be flying.
And there is, on the way down, our very special store that has all the food.
Oh, the Buc-ee's.
There's a Buc-ee's.
You can stop at Buc-ee's, dude.
I've never been to a Buc-ee's.
You've never been to a Buc-ee's and you're from Texas? You should drive for sure.
Oh, he doesn't drive, dude. He flies. Status.
Oh, my bad.
Status, man.
My bad. Okay, so let us know.
Yeah.
Soon enough. We all bet you're going to be driving.
You can bet all you want.
There's no chance you're going to leave your wife to drive your three kids.
I'm not leaving her. Do you understand? It's not leaving. She drives them every day in the car.
To Atlanta?
No. But what's the difference? They fall asleep.
A lot of hours?
Yeah. A lot of things can go wrong just over
like,
a lot of time.
Like she said?
No, you're more likely to get in a wreck within a mile of your house than you are on the road.
Says
right?
Who?
Okay, we're done.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pompano Beach, Florida. A 24-year-old man was trying to break into a house when the homeowner woke up, started chasing him. 24-year-old got scared. Run. Saw a police car. Officer, help me.
He stopped the police car?
Yeah, this guy's chasing me.
You got to kind of cut your losses at that point, yeah. Where if you think you're going to die, it's like, I would rather go to jail than die, so I'm going to go and stop. Boy, how lucky was he to even see a police car?
Yeah, the police car was just stopped at a red light.
And that cop had to be like, what's happening? Is this a joke? There's a guy who was burglarizing a house stopping me. So I assume he goes to jail.
So he got arrested, yeah.
The other guy's all good, right?
Yeah, because the cop's like, what happened? He goes, I was trying to break into his house and he's chasing me.
That's funny. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Earlier in the show, we're talking about a game that high school kids are playing all over the country called Assassin, where they have a water gun and if they shoot the kid, they're out. And apparently this is much, we used to just call it water gun. Now it's called Assassin. But so we've kind of been working on a few rules because you guys hinted you'd like to play the adult version of this game.
Yeah, with us.
This show, yeah. So the rules would be the following. Everybody who wants in would need to put in $20.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two is you'd all draw someone's name secretly and randomly. And that would be that you'd have 3 weeks to assassinate that person. They wouldn't know who it is. They wouldn't know who the
That's
person is.
That's good.
Yep. That's really good.
And then after 3 weeks, if they hadn't been assassinated or you assassinated them, you move on and you put it in again with the people who are still alive. And the winner gets all the money.
This is so good. And you can't assassinate them at work.
No, at work. Right. So no in the building.
Or in the garage.
Parking garage. Yeah. It can't have anything to do with work.
But as soon as they leave work, though, it's a fair game.
You can chase them, shoot them in the car.
Yeah.
But not on the property at all, or not at a station event or work event of any kind.
Okay.
It has to be something personal. So who wants to play assassin?
Me.
I will.
I'll play.
Okay, I'll play. Ray?
Yeah!
Mike? Okay, so
I hope Eddie or Bobby draw each other, so when they go work out together, they just bought a gun. No,
we'll have to make a deal.
I don't think we can do that
for that not to be the case because you can't worry about that because
right.
You know who would cheat at that?
You.
No.
Who?
These nuts.
Oh.
See right. So my point. Him. My point is.
Yeah, he got you.
My point is, you'd have to make an agreement like we made on the show not to do that, if there's like an understood place. Because D's Nuts is basically assassins.
Dude, how long has it been since you got on D's Nuts?
Well, it doesn't count here.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
You'd have to have that rule, but yes, they always hold off on the show. They're like, I'm so smart, I didn't get got.
Can you arrange setups? Like,
you can do whatever you want, I guess. As long as it's not at work or at the beginning. Any sort of rule set at the beginning, you just can't follow it. Okay. You have to follow it.
So what about like the breaking the law? Like, can you break the law? Like, can you break in their house?
That's on you.
No.
Hey, dude, that's on you. You want to sneak to the window at midnight?
Yeah.
That's a risk you got to take. Okay, so we'll draw assassin names probably later this week or next week or something. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 of us.
What y'all guys?
So everybody draws a person. And we'll let somebody who's not playing be the name keeper, who knows, which will probably kick off Kevin. And then in 3 weeks, we'll check back. And if you get assassinated, you have to come on the air the next day and tell everybody.
Wait, are we using water guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're using paintball guns.
No. Well, I didn't know if we were just not doing the water part. We were
shotguns.
Just like...
Shotguns.
Oh boy.
You have to have the battery.
Finger
gun?
Hey, gotcha, Morgan.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know if nobody wanted to get wet.
Finger gun?
What?
We could just say from your Instagram story, oh, I was at the gas station you posted an Instagram story yet. I finger gunned you.
Right. Just making sure.
Okay. I mean, and you could do Nerf gun, but.
No.
Let's do a water gun.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have the adult version of Assassin. We'll draw for names probably tomorrow or next week.
Ooh, I'm going to get a super soaker. I'm coming loaded.
The problem is you'll see them if they show up with a massive gun.
Wait,
we should have a rule on what type of gun.
What are you talking about?
I don't think so. Bigger the gun, the easily you're going to get spotted.
Okay.
But the bigger the gun, the longer the range of the shot.
That's right. Oh, I'm about to shoulder strap this sucker.
Like all the kids at the high school that my daughter was playing with, it was like normal hand.
Well, they're kids.
Okay. A little squirt gun? Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I'm not going to roll with that.
Yeah, I'm
maybe, I have two. Maybe I have a smaller one in my waist.
Bro, you got one in your sock?
I was about to say my ankle.
Okay, so we'll draw for that coming up soon. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.